for the community of South Oxfordshire. This is Wallingford Radio, Out and About.
Hi there, Liam from Wallingford Radio here with another for our Out and About interviews. We're here with Matthew from Checkers Garage in Aston Tirold, and you guys are still open doing essential repairs for key workers.
Morning, Liam. Yes, we're open. We've been open since lockdown. Most of my lads are on furlough at the moment, but I'm here keeping the doors open and supplying an essential service to the local people. Teachers, builders. We've got a lot of elderly customers that come to us. We're replacing a lot of batteries and a lot of tyres at the moment.
And what's still with the spike in batteries then? Is that just cars sat idle? Is just people not going to work and using them?
Yeah, we've fitted a lot of batteries in the last fortnight, and that's just generally down to the cars not being used on a daily basis. It sounds funny, but cars get used to the usage that they're having, especially batteries. And because people aren't using them for maybe a week, 2 weeks, the batteries are dying off, because a battery won't just sit there doing nothing idly on a car. There's ECUs that are taking charge, radios, clocks, all sorts of things in the car that are discharging the battery. And if the car's not charged up on a regular basis, then the battery will go flat. As simple as that.
So what's the advice then if we're sat at home not taking the car out as often?
Obviously, you've got to take precautions, and there are restrictions on your movements, but I would say try and start the car every 10 days, at least. If you can sit in the car and listen to the radio for half an hour, do that. If you need to go shopping, go the long way round. Just be careful if you're going to leave the car running on the drive. You don't want it driven away and your insurance being invalid.
So everyone's got their cars sat at home at the moment. Good time to do some of those checks that we sometimes don't get around to doing?
Yeah, it's checks that people don't do on their vehicles anymore. In the old days, you do that once a week. You go and check your oil and water, your tyres and everything else. But obviously, we've got a lot of time on our hands now. And it would be a good time to check your oil, your water, check for any leaks, check your tyre pressures and your tyre tread levels. I'm replacing a lot of tyres at the moment. People are trying to save money here, there and everywhere, but it's not worth saving the money if it's going to risk your safety on the road. Canvas hanging out of them and bits of wire poking out of them and all sorts of things. That in itself is just ridiculously dangerous. Carrying children around in cars as well is not good. So yeah, just have a walk around your car, make sure it's all up together, really.
And obviously there's an announcement of a bit of a delay to MOT requirements right at the moment, but obviously you need to keep your car in check if you are driving it. Can you just refresh us on what the current rules are then?
Yeah, at the moment, if your MOT ran out from the 1st of April, they will give you a special dispensation up to 6 months. That rule can be taken away as soon as we come out of lockdown. The DVSA will change their minds and go, okay, they check it every 7 days and make a decision after that. And then MOTs come back into the system again. So we haven't got 6 months definite of the MOTs being deferred. But what you have got is a deferment if your MOT expires while we're in lockdown.
So they're not chasing you at the moment, but obviously you do need to still take responsibility and keep it in good nick.
Yeah, what you should do is make sure your car's roadworthy. Also, when this is all over, there's going to be a mad rush for people to get their cars MOT'd. So if you want to avoid the rush, get your car in. It makes sure it's roadworthy and you avoid the rush at the end of the day.
Brilliant. But you guys, you're still open. Your lads are off furlough, but you're still open for any essential repairs. And where are you based?
We're based in Aston Tirold, which is about 3 miles out of Didcot. The garage has been here for over 50 years. We've got a lovely, loyal customer base. And we're open for doing tyres, exhaust, batteries, MOTs, servicing, breakdowns. And we will come and collect and deliver the car if you don't want to come out of the house. And obviously, we're following all the COVID-19 rules and regulations and decontaminating the car when we finish with it.
Brilliant. Cheers for that, Matt, and I hope it all goes well for you.
Thank you very much, and I will continue to listen to Wallingford Radio with Paul and Ian in the mornings. That helps the day go well. Thank you very much.
If you run or know of a local organisation that deserves a shout-out, email us local@wallingfordradio.co.uk.
For the community of South Oxfordshire, this is Wallingford Radio, Out and About.